Welcome to Lit Poetry, the podcast where we go on a journey of discovery, reading, analyzing, and discussing great poetry from around the world. Poetry is worth it because the reading and writing of poetry is a revolutionary act that has the potential to transform both the reader and our world.
They say that love makes the world go around, and perhaps it does. When it comes to our shared need for human connection with others, we desire romantic love deeply in the very center of our beings. So let's listen to see what the poet E.E. Cummings has to say about romantic love in this poem, "I Carry Your Heart With Me, I Carry It In."
I Carry Your Heart by E.E. Cummings. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true, and it's you. Ah, whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, and the bud of the bud, and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart.
So let's start with a little bit of historical context. As a love poem, I Carry Your Heart With Me, I Carry It In follows a rich tradition of romantic poetry dedicated to significant others. This genre, characterized by its celebratory and adoring tone, finds parallels in renowned works such as Elizabeth Barrett Browning's How Do I Love Thee? Let Me Count the Ways, Shakespeare's Sonnet 18, Percy Bysshe Shelley's Love's Philosophy, Lord Byron's She Walks in Beauty, and Robert Burns' A Red, Red Rose, among others. Similar to I Carry Your Heart With Me, I Carry It In, many of these poems employ naturalistic imagery to convey the emotions associated with being in love. This thematic focus on love and nature aligns E.E. Cummings with the major motifs of the Romantic movement. It's worth noting that Cummings, inspired by the sonnet form, a prevalent structure in Romantic-era poetry, introduces a modern twist in his works, experimenting with poetic structure by deviating from standard line counts, fixed meters, and rhyme schemes. Cummings, an innovative poet, played a pivotal role in shaping modernism. In contrast to controlled, serious, and measured tones often associated with modernism, Cummings introduced a more free-flowing, open-minded approach to formal experimentation, a trend that would come to define postmodernism in the later half of the century. Of course, the modern free-flowing and fluid structure of this poem is a perfect vehicle to mirror that experience of romantic love, which is itself often associated with free-flowing outpourings of emotion and feelings of entanglement with the beloved. I mean, even the lack of capitalization in the poem and the unconventional use of spaces in the poem that breaks grammatical rules echoes how love itself is a force that cannot be held within boundaries or rules. Rather, its nature is to break free in its expression. I Carry Your Heart With Me, I Carry It In made its debut in 1952 as part of E.E. Cummings' collection Complete Poems, 1904 to 1962. This comprehensive compilation not only featured Cummings' previously published works, but also included many unpublished poems showcasing his unique style that influenced the shift towards free verse and experimentation in poetry. Welcome back. So at the centre of this poem is the thematic exploration of love and connection. With its tender tone and emphasis on matters of the heart, I carry your heart with me, I carry it in, delves into the profound experience of being deeply enamoured with someone. The speaker not only expresses admiration and awe for the beauty of love, but goes further to depict a romantic bond so intense and close that it surpasses individual identities, merging the speaker and the poem subject into a unified entity. In this poetic realm, love becomes a force that fosters a feeling of oneness. Early in the poem, the speaker establishes that the focus is on a romantic devotion that leads individuals to view themselves as intricately connected to their partners. The opening line suggests that the speaker harbors the lover's heart within their own heart, highlighting the extent to which the lover has been embraced, becoming an integral part of the speaker's very essence. In this portrayal, the lover is depicted as indispensable to the speaker's entire existence. To reinforce the notion that the lover is intricately woven into the fabric of the speaker's being, the speaker asserts that everything they do is influenced by the lover, as the two have become inseparable. Whatever actions the speaker undertakes are perceived as the lover's own. This makes it evident that the speaker's love not only transforms their sense of self, but also shapes their interactions with the world. In this context, love extends its influence to the speaker's perceptions of the surrounding environment and the natural world. Even the moon, for instance, takes on the embodiment of the lover's impact on the speaker. This is because the lover constitutes the speaker's entire world, allowing them to make sense of previously enigmatic elements. While the speaker may not understand what the moon has always meant, being in love imparts a sense of comprehension, as if the moon now symbolizes the feeling of love. In simple terms, the speaker's connection with the lover assigns significance to otherwise mundane aspects of daily life, including natural elements like the moon and even the sun. Although this may appear intricate, the essence is straightforward. Being in love makes the speaker feel connected to everything. Consequently, the poem portrays love itself as a potent force capable of infusing a person's entire life with a profound sense of beautiful harmony. So that's it for another episode. We'll be back next week with a poem by Paul Laurence Dunbar. We'll finish by listening one last time to the poem. See you next time.
I Carry Your Heart by E.E. Cummings. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true, and it's you. Ah, whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, and the bud of the bud, and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart.
You've been listening to the Lit Poetry Podcast, presented by James Laidler. For more podcasts, poetry videos, and other useful resources, visit our website at www.litpoetry.com. Thanks for listening.